A part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Action! When I grew up, I wanted to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Once again at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City on the campus of the University of Iowa, Wisconsin, and the Hawkeyes of Iowa will kick off just after 6:30 tonight. Just talking to Patrick Kirby. He'll join us in a little bit from the sideline. Weather is going to hold off, it appears, until sometime after 9, so maybe very late in the game it could begin to rain. Wind hardly a factor in this one. Time for our Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. With our Badgers in the NFL, here's Nick Brusewitz.
There were a handful of notable performances from former Wisconsin Badgers in the NFL's Week 8, including linebacker T.J. Watt. Watt has a knack for big moments, stepping up in the Steelers' 26-18 win over the Giants at home on Monday Night Football. The linebacker compiled 7 total tackles, including 2 sacks, the latter of which was this game-changing strip sack of Daniel Jones in the fourth quarter.
Back. 1 yard gain, no sack, 3rd and 7. Pressure off the edge, Watt returns the favor.
Highlight courtesy of ESPN as Watt increased his season-long numbers to 33 total tackles, including 6.5 sacks, 4 forced fumbles, 2 fumble recoveries, and 2 pass deflections over 8 games. Watt wasn't the only former Badger on the Steelers to have a big game. Quarterback Russell Wilson improved to 2-0 on the year as the team's starter, racking up 20 completions on 28 attempts for 278 yards and this 29-yard touchdown to Calvin Austin III.
Extra man on the rush, floated, downfield, and caught! Touchdown, Austin!
That call also from ESPN, as Wilson has now produced 542 passing yards and 3 touchdowns in 2 games as the starter with Pittsburgh, and the Steelers are now 6-2 heading into their bye week in Week 8. Down in Houston, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor made his return to the field in Week 8 after missing a month of action with a high ankle sprain. Taylor didn't show any rust in his return, compiling 105 rushing yards and this 1-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter.
Richardson, same play to Taylor, and this time he's in.
CBS on the call as the Colts fell to the Texans 23-20 while Taylor raised his season numbers to 454 yards and 5 touchdowns on 92 carries, also adding 7 receptions for 89 yards. Finally, there were a trio of former Badgers linebackers that had major splash plays with their teams in Week 8. T.J. Edwards had 6 total tackles, including a sack in the Bears' 18-15 loss to the Commanders. Leo Chanel had 4 solo tackles, including a sack in the Chiefs' 27-20 victory over the Raiders. And Zach Bond had 12 total tackles and a forced fumble in Philadelphia's 37-17 blowout win against the Bengals. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, very good. Thank you, Nick. Coming up next, a look around the Big Ten. The scoreboard is very interesting. We'll get to that in a moment as our Badger pregame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, the final home matchup at Camp Randall Stadium is just around the corner, and it's a big one. This Black Friday, Badger football takes on Minnesota in a battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Great tickets remain for the border battle matchup, but they're going fast. Don't miss out on your chance to be in the stands. Secure your seats for November 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't wait. Get your spot today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting. A setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Mike Keller back with you at Kinnick Stadium. A big day in the Big Ten. When play began today, three teams were unbeaten: Indiana, Oregon, and Penn State. As we sit now, two of those likely to remain unbeaten, and one is gone. 5 weeks from today, the Big Ten championship game played in Indianapolis. Rankings, five teams in the top 25 when the day began. Oregon, top-ranked team in the nation. And then the top five matchup, number four, Ohio State at third-ranked Penn State, along with the Hoosiers at 13 and Illinois at number 24. So let's get to the early scores. Number four, Ohio State, improves to 7-1. Now 4-1 in the Big Ten. They win in Happy Valley, 20-13. Penn State's first loss of the year. The Nittany Lions, though, in good shape, as we talked about earlier with Matt LePay. If they hold serve the remainder of the way, they'll be in play for a college football playoff 12-team format this year. Minnesota went on the road to Illinois, 24th ranked in the country, and they beat the Illini 25-17. It drops Illinois to 3-3 in the Big Ten and certainly out of the top 25. Northwestern beat Purdue 26-20 in overtime. Games going on right now. Number one, Oregon, looks to be staying among the ranks of the unbeaten and still number one in the country. They lead Michigan in Ann Arbor 31-17 at the end of three quarters, a 14-point lead. Going to the fourth. Number 13, Indiana, 8-0 overall, 5-0 in the Big Ten. They lead at Michigan State 33-10. That one also going to the fourth quarter. And UCLA leads in Lincoln against Nebraska. The 1-4 Bruins of UCLA, 27, and the Cornhuskers, 14. That one going to the fourth quarter as well. USC and Washington will play at 6:30 tonight in Seattle. Rutgers has the weekend off. After this break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards! I guess he's okay.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie? Charcuterie boards. The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, we continue from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. I'm Mike Heller, Patrick Herb. In a moment, it's a full-on rivalry month for the Badgers. Today, for the Heartland Trophy with Iowa, Wisconsin leads 10-8 since the trophy was introduced. Oregon is next. No trophy in that. But the Badgers and the Ducks have been rivals on the hardwood, and we kind of remember the Rose Bowl. Wisconsin will finish the season at Nebraska for the Freedom Trophy and then with Minnesota at home on Black Friday for Paul Bunyan's act. So a lot at stake over the next 4 games, 5 weeks. Our sideline reporter is Patrick Herb. And Patrick, we were just talking about weather not coming in until later. But as I look at radar, we're on the edge of it all night, and it looks like we're in just a touch of it right now.
Yeah, the forecast is confusing. It appeared as of this afternoon that the rain was going to hold off until after 10 o'clock or so, so it should be clear of the window for this game. Well, it's raining right now, very lightly, and nothing that would impact the game at this point. But like you said, I think we're kind of on the fringe of that it certainly feels like rain, certainly feels damp, and it's not out of the question that this game could get sloppier than we might even predict it to be. They've got towels right here trying to dry the balls as the quarterbacks are warming up. And so if this rain is consistent, if it picks up throughout the game, then you're going to have some interesting things. And I'm not so sure that's a terrible thing, as Iowa's playing their backup quarterback making his start here. Maybe that is a slight advantage to Wisconsin, but you know both teams love to run the football. It's a turf field, so it's not as if it's going to get muddy and slippery.
Patrick, let's talk about injury and availability. Wisconsin is keeping an eye on a number of linebackers.
Yeah, there's three players that are on the availability report today that are questionable and are of note. One is Bryson Green, the wide receiver. He's missed the last couple games with injury. He has practiced this week quite a bit, so we'll have to kind of see what he could give them if they're able to work him back. Obviously, he's a big weapon in that passing game, if available. But yes, on the linebacker side, both Jaheim Thomas and Tackett Curtis, two transfer linebackers that play on the inside, the middle linebacker position, are both questionable. So we'll have to kind of see what they can get out of those guys and how much depth is affected in Wisconsin's middle area. So obviously Jake Chaney, Christian Allegro also man that position. If either Thomas or Curtis are limited today, this could be a big day for Christian Allegro, and maybe that's not the worst thing, knowing that Iowa's got this mobile quarterback. He's a guy Wisconsin has used in the past as a spy with more athletic quarterbacks.
When we talk about homecomings, A.J. Blasek, Wisconsin's offensive line coach, sort of has one here today, doesn't he?
Yeah, just watching him walk around the field pregame was kind of fun to see. He played here and has fond memories, and he was going around, and he's like, oh, yeah, that guy over there, he was my captain. That guy over there, I lived with him 1 year. And then he was talking about Kirk Ferentz, who he said he's like a father to everybody around here. He's like, but you know what? You know when you want to prove your dad wrong that you could beat him, like that first time in the driveway, yeah. You want to prove to him you could beat him? He's like, that's what this is like for me. He's like, I want to prove to dad, you know what? I could beat you.
Yeah, those days are coming for you pretty quick, I would think. And then let me finish with this atmosphere. We're going to play in Lincoln in a couple of weeks, which is one of my favorites in the Big Ten. But this is unique and special, this environment here. It's right on you. They're all in it. Does it present any challenges in that regard?
Yeah, this is a big stadium. It's not among the biggest. It's not over 100,000, but it's a big one, and the fans are great here. Being that it's a night game, they're going to be tuned up and excited. The tailgates here started this morning. I know that. Not from personal experience, but I do know it. And then there are some unique, this has got to be, this place at Michigan State probably have the closest sidelines of any venue, to the point where when people need to cross from one end of field to the other, like let's say cameramen or media reporters are on one end and the ball flips to the other side of the field at the quarter or a punt, they almost need to go through the bench to get to the other side of the field. So that means you've got visiting fans arm's length away, yeah, I'd say. Literally, yeah. Arm's length away from the bench. So when the coaches are talking to the players and the players are talking to each other, the people in those first four rows can hear it all.
Yeah, single file behind the benches.
Definitely.
Yeah, Patrick, all right, enjoy the broadcast tonight. Hopefully the weather holds for all of us there, and especially you tonight on the sideline.
Okay, Mike.
Patrick Herb on the field here at Kinnick Stadium. And as he mentioned, it's a really good turf field. It's flat, no crown on this field, and maybe some rain as we go through the night, as it is raining right now. When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever, and who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone.
Lynn Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Again, back with you at Kinnick Stadium, Wisconsin and Iowa, a pair of 5-3 teams overall, a pair of teams that are also even in the Big Ten at 3-2 records as we kick off the month of November. We bring in Jesse Temple from The Athletic. I was talking to Matt LaPay on my show this week. He'll take over here in a few minutes about some of the great battles that have happened over the course of time. I think of Leo Musso not letting that Heartland Trophy go a few years ago when Wisconsin won it here at Kinnick Stadium. You think of the 2010 game in Iowa City. But the Hawkeyes have had the better of it of late. How do you view this matchup?
Well, there's a reason why I was favored by about 3 points coming into this game. Now, these two teams love to play some physical football, and it will maybe have that old-school Big Ten feel. But I think you throw in the fact that Iowa's offense is playing its best in the last 4 years. It's a typically good defense. And it's a night game where the fans are right on top of you, and Wisconsin's going to have its hands full to try and change recent history because the Badgers have lost 2 in a row, which hasn't happened in this series since 2008-09. And they haven't lost 3-plus since the middle 2000s. So they're trying to change history.
Caleb Johnson is a problem in their wins in the Big Ten against Northwestern. He had 109 yards in their win against Washington, 166, and their win against Minnesota, 206. When he's good or when their rushing attack is good, why is it?
Well, he's special. There's no doubt about it. He ranks second in the country in rushing yards per game at 143, and the only guy ahead of him is Boise State's Ashton Juntie, who's a Heisman Trophy candidate. And the other thing is he's got 16 rushing touchdowns, which is already the third most in a single season in Iowa history. They still have a month left in the regular season. I think what stands out are the big explosive plays. This is not just old-school Iowa football 3-yard runs. He's averaging 7.84 yards per carry. That's kind of Melvin Gordon at Wisconsin territory, and he's got 20 rushes of at least 20 yards, which leads the country. So Wisconsin is going to have to stop him if they hope to win this game.
Visiting with Jesse Temple, when Wisconsin has the ball, all eyes, as they are with every offense, is on the quarterback when it starts. And Braden Locke has 7 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. The interceptions have been his undoing. Have you seen him get better? We obviously know about the pick six last week that was so significant in the end result of the game. But have you seen him take steps, or is that part of the issue?
Well, certainly during that 3-game winning streak, he showed he could deliver the ball downfield and his receivers made plays. And obviously that goes hand in hand because you look at that Penn State game and Braden either was misfiring or when he put it right in their hands, they dropped it. Officially, his receivers had 5 drops, which is not going to put you in a position to be successful. He just has to avoid that catastrophic mistake. You talk about the 6 interceptions he has. He also lost a fumble. That's 7 turnovers, and he's thrown at least 1 interception in each of his 5 starts. So he knows he has to be better, and he can look at what happened a year ago when he got his first meaningful college action against Iowa as what not to do. They're going to pressure him. They're going to make life difficult, and he's got to take care of the football to give Wisconsin a chance.
Jesse, when we talk about these programs historically, we've talked about their similarities. Are those similarities beginning to diverge? Are they further apart? More separates them than brings them together?
Well, definitely now more than ever, because Wisconsin has transitioned away from its old offense and
right.
does whatever variation of the air raid is that Phil Longo has. Now, obviously, they still want to be stout and physical and run the ball, but it's a shotgun spread system. And one of the things Luke Fickell talked about this week that is admirable about Iowa is that they are the same now as they were 10 years ago, and it's even harder to do that now when so many different teams have changed what they want to do, because that's kind of the nature of college football. But that's why Iowa has been so consistent. Of course, whatever Wisconsin does with its offense or defense in a game like this, it comes down to some of that old school toughness and having that physicality, because that's what it's going to take to beat Iowa.
Do you have a feeling that today or tonight's result will be one of the telltale signs of what the season is? And it's not all success and failure based on one result, but do you think tonight's game goes a long way to determine that?
Absolutely, Mike. If you look at the first eight games going into the season, you could have said Wisconsin's going to be 5-3. I certainly didn't feel like Wisconsin was going to beat Alabama, USC, Penn State, and I imagine most people felt that way. But this is one of those toss-up type of games that Wisconsin needs to be able to win again. One of the reasons the Badgers were so good for so long was they won these kinds of games. And obviously they had Iowa's number for the past decade or so before the last couple of years. So definitely, if they can go on the road and win in a big game in prime time, I think that could change how people feel about this season for Wisconsin.
In that three-game run, Jesse, Wisconsin played a little bully ball up front, certainly on offense in establishing the ground game. Second half last week against Penn State, they weren't able to do that almost at all. Was that more about Penn State, or are there things that Wisconsin can or needs to do better tonight?
It's both, but you see, when they play better competition, they don't play as well. That's what good teams do to you. But you go back to that three-game winning streak, and Wisconsin rushed for an astounding 736 yards, and Tui Walker accounted for 417 of those yards. But in Wisconsin's losses, and perhaps this is obvious because if you lose, you're not playing as well, they've only averaged 3.6 yards rushing per attempt, and they only averaged 3 yards per attempt against Penn State. The longest run from scrimmage was punter Atticus Bertram's breaking off that 15-yarder in the first quarter. So they're going to need to establish something much more on the ground, because you don't want to put this game entirely on Braden Locke. That's just not fair, and that's not really who he's been here as a starter in eight games.
Final thought then here, Jesse, about this one tonight. If I had to narrow it down, or I had you narrow it down to a single key, what would it be?
Well, I think defensively they've got to figure out how to stop Iowa's rushing attack. I mean, I imagine this is going to be a typically low-scoring type of game. You also have the wrinkle where Brendan Sullivan's going to be the starter and Cade McNamara, and he's a little bit more of a runner. But this defense has got to set up the offense for success. And, of course, the offense can't turn it over. It's some of the same staples, but you're going to have to do it the best you have all season to win this game.
Jesse, appreciate it. We'll look forward to the games that remain and a bye week next week, but we'll have some fun tonight. Always appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Mike.
So Jesse Temple checks out, and it will be Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher that will step in. It is Wisconsin and Iowa. The game kicks just after 6:30 tonight. And Wisconsin and Iowa right here on the Badger Radio Network. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
At your local grocery store.
Badger Football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
We continue our pregame coverage from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Some rain in the area, 58 degrees right now. It's going to be relatively mild throughout the evening in terms of the temperature, but as we may have heard a few minutes ago, could get a little rainy here throughout the course of the game. The Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes, one of the great venues. This is a loud stadium. Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. I can say that from the booth. You've been down on the field. I mean, this isn't the largest stadium, but it's among the loudest, isn't it?
It certainly is, and you factor all the other stuff, the psychological stuff, but one of the things that we always noticed, and actually when I played, you can remember coaches going over how close the fans are to our bench, down which is on the far side of our booth here. But the crowd is right there. And if things are going well, it's really fun because you can have a little fun with the crowd. But it is going to be a loud atmosphere. It's a primetime game. And, again, the guys are fortunate because these are the environments. This is why you come to the Big Ten to play in games like tonight.
Yeah, a little different from the last road game a couple of weeks ago in the makeshift stadium by Lake Michigan with 12,000 people.
I like that setup, though.
It was a great setup.
Right there for us. You could hear everything. We're up higher here, but the beautiful part of that is, and I know we commented a lot during that game on how physical that Northwestern Wisconsin game was, and I did a little research. Got down here earlier today. I went and researched, talked to some Iowa folks at various tailgates.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many tailgates did you hit in your research?
But it was fun just listening to how much I think Iowa fans respect what the University of Wisconsin does. And you could see it because them, Northwestern, it's like the three of us have kind of emulated trying to figure out. And I think Iowa consistently obviously has been a little bit better at doing that than Northwestern. But there is definitely a ton of respect amongst the staffs and the fans of how these guys play football.
Yeah, no doubt. The way particularly the Wisconsin-Iowa series and their rise to prominence, the formula was much the same. And you're right about Northwestern, too. I mean, they've done things a little differently.
Just a little more inconsistent with their.
But I've always said this, you know, I mean, I came here from Ohio 100 years ago. I've always thought that Wisconsin and Iowa are much more similar than either side would ever want to admit, right?
You look in the mirror, and sometimes it's like, yeah, we look pretty good. And then other times, oh, you know, it's 6-4 games or whatever it is. But there is a lot of respect, and I think when you play, I think both programs feel like physicality wins. That's how all these programs are built. And just listening to Kirk Ferentz talk this week, I really appreciate it. You know, when 1999, it was one of our great moments when Ron breaks the record. We go to another Rose Bowl. And you would think that was a real tough day for Kirk and his staff. But one of the things he said in his press conference I really appreciated was, you know, we got our tails kicked, but it was awesome to be there to see what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And from there, they've obviously had a ton of success too. So you can just imagine that tonight with a lot of similarities, even though things have changed from Wisconsin's end on their approach, the similarities are still going to ring through, and whoever does it better is going to be who comes out of here winning.
Yeah, that 99 season was year number one for Kirk Ferentz and being the head coach of the Hawkeyes. 201 wins later, only Woody Hayes in Big Ten history has won more games, and he won but four more than where Kirk Ferentz stands right now. About an hour away from the opening kick, the Badgers and the Hawkeyes. Take a closer look at the Hawkeyes. We'll have our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage as well. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At the Certified Angus Beef brand, we know the best moments, the ones that become cherished memories, don't just happen. We make them happen. Through the people we surround ourselves with, by the traditions we hold dear, and with the food we share. It takes a little effort, but finding the perfect meal, well, that's no effort at all. Just look for the Certified Angus Beef brand, because if it's not certified, it's not the best. Shop the pig today for the highest quality Certified Angus Beef.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country?
but there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Pre-game coverage continues from Kinnick Stadium, Wisconsin and Iowa. It's blackouts at Kinnick Stadium here tonight. Always one of the noisy venues, as we talked about. Also the battle for the Heartland Trophy. The Hawkeyes have won the last two meetings between these programs and three of the last four. But Iowa comes in with Brendan Sullivan at quarterback. Cade McNamara is out. Marco Linez is out. So if there's an issue with Sullivan, they would likely turn to Jackson Stratton, a walk-on transfer from Colorado State. Max White, a reserve running back, also could, we're told, could play if they needed to go to him. But Brendan Sullivan, the Northwestern transfer, he'll be making his ninth career start. And Tosh, we were talking about him earlier. There's a different dimension that he brings. He kind of the red zone quarterback before the McNamara injury. And then Cade went out last week in the Northwestern game. This guy can throw it around, but much like we saw last week with Penn State's backup, this guy can move his feet and cause problems there, too.
He did some things. Watching film, you see him do some stuff, whether it's designed runs, but there was one play, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. He threw a screen out to the right side and became the lead blocker. And just in talking, I'm sure you just went through McNamara's out and, you know, who's up next. For as much as you love that competitiveness, you're now the starter. Mm-hmm. And we don't necessarily want you doing all that, but just to get that mentality from where he's at the quarterback position, as players, you love that. I remember Favre going down doing similar stuff, and you're like, Brett, yeah, all right,
stop.
We love that you're going to go down and cut guys, but we want you throwing it third and six in the pocket. So that will be something, but no doubt about it. I think defensively, Wisconsin has to look at that and say that is obviously a key part of what he does.
Caleb Johnson, their outstanding running back, leads the Big Ten. Only Ashton Gentry, the Heisman contender, the great running back.
He's
pretty good. Out of Boise State, has rushed for more yards. This guy is a big-time breakaway threat. They have a really good tight end, a couple of them, although one is out. Sun Prairie's Addison Estringa, it continues to be out with injury. Luke Lachey, senior out of Columbus, Ohio, is listed as questionable. His season was cut short last year by injury. He has 24 catches so far this year. As people know, they've turned out a ton of NFL-caliber tight ends. Lachey is a really good one, but he is listed as questionable tonight. Defensively, statistically, they're good. They're not quite as good as they've been the previous 2 years when they were great, giving up 13 points a game. They're more like 19 a game this year. They just don't make a lot of mistakes, though, do they, that front?
It's an effort thing. It's a we're not going to make mistakes, and we're going to pounce when you make mistakes. And that, it don't give up big plays. And the thing you know, and this was what was concerning last year when we played, and obviously it's a new system and everything else, was how are you going to hold up? Because physically you know what they're going to do. And I think last year they got the better of us. I think that's a fair assessment. And I think there's just a different level of confidence, I think, this week that they don't have the same cats, and you can do some stuff. This defense is good. They're going to test you, but I think it's, as you kind of put it there, it's not the same group. There's going to be some opportunities tonight.
With that, our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly, Shot the Pig. Of course, Wisconsin wants to be able to run the ball. I think with Braden Locke, though, too, Tausch, you know, avoid the big mistake. And at the same time, the receivers got a catch. They didn't help him last week with five or six drops in that game. Just don't swing the gate open for Iowa the way maybe they did against Penn State a week ago.
Exactly. And I think part of that, too, is you have to understand kind of where you're at, down a distance, the flow of the game. And, you know, Braden has had a great knack to be able to bounce back when he's made those mistakes. And that's been great. But you saw last week, you can't make those mistakes. Iowa's a good football team. If you make mistakes like that, they will take advantage of it. And so tonight, ball security, especially if it's raining, you have to make sure you're dialed in on that. And if you are, we'd like our chances.
There you go. That is your home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. Stay with us. Up next, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. We'll visit with linebacker Jake Cheney in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our player profile as we visit with Badgers senior linebacker Jake Cheney out of Cape Coral, Florida, among the leaders in tackles this season. As you would expect, he has three tackles behind the line of scrimmage and one quarterback sack. But mention Cape Coral, Florida, southwest part of the state. We're talking about some rain here tonight. That's nothing compared to what they've dealt with down in Florida. We know that there's always that risk of hurricanes. The last couple of years, they have been punched hard on more than one occasion. 2 years ago with Hurricane Ian, they've had a couple of big storms. This hurricane season, Jake taking care of his business here among the leaders of this team on and off the field. But he's checking in as anyone would, and so far, things have, they, His family has held up well under a rough stretch of weather down in Florida.
We were hanging in there. I know my parents already got their power back. You know, now it's just all cleanup. So I think they're hanging in there. Hopefully they don't get hit by a third one.
I was going to say, it's part of the deal. I mean, you know, being from Florida, but like the last couple of years have been a little bit too interesting, haven't they?
Yeah, we got to start using those paper straws.
No doubt. Mention the leadership. That's something that you must take really seriously because if it's Brady Collins, if it's Coach Fickell, they mentioned you right away, kind of leading the way in the conditioning and the winter. That's pretty important stuff to you, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I mean, you know, from the day I got here, you know, that's the biggest thing here, right? I think there's something special about Wisconsin where, you know, it's not an industry, it's not a plant, right? I feel like this place will always be the same regardless of who is in it. You know, my freshman year had guys like Leo Chanel, Jack Sanborn, where they took me under their wing, right? You know, those are big-time players. Those are big-time guys. They're still playing till this day. And, you know, they didn't need to do something like that for me. They didn't need to do something like that for kids like Jake Rasloff or Brian Sanborn, right? You know, this is just a different type of love that comes with the W here. And, you know, now it's just my time to have that type of service to those young guys.
You mentioned guys like that with Leo and Jack specifically. I mean, the skill set is obvious, but there's more to it than that. What did you pick up from just watching those guys go about their business?
I mean, I think Jack and Leo were night and day players, right? They weren't the same on the field, right? They didn't play the same type of game. But when you look at somebody like Leo Chanel, he didn't need much to get going. He didn't need much. To be honest, he didn't need much film watching, right? You just throw him out on the field and let him do what he does. And, you know, that's how the way he played. But Jack, you know, he was a very fundamental, very smart, very instinctive guy where, you know, it felt like he just always knew what's going on and he played a game that way. And, you know, those are two very special guys. And, you know, they just change your perspective of the game, right? You just love watching how they play. And, you know, I think that was very special for me and those guys in that room, being able to watch them by people like that.
So it's really a big deal for you to help the newcomers, be they transfers or freshmen. Now you're the guy passing along that advice, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I think one thing about the transfers, you know, I think our coaches did a really good job of bringing in the right guys, bringing in the guys who are going to click and mesh. You know, I don't think there's been a time where we had a transfer guy who didn't mesh into the culture, who didn't fit into the locker room. And, you know, those guys are real easy to talk to, real easy to lead and real easy to follow because they always do the right thing. Man, like, shout out Jaheim Thomas, right? Fifth year. He's older than me. And, you know, being able to play next to him, you know, I think a lot of people thought we were going to bump heads or clash. But, you know, that's my brother, and I love him to death. And, you know, I'm happy I was able to have somebody like that in my life.
You answered my next question in part because the word culture is used a lot. What does that mean to you? If you're talking to someone, they're saying, describe the culture with Wisconsin football. How do you answer that?
There's a lot of things I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say this. I'm not going to say faith, family, and football. But I think the biggest thing is family.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything we do it together. And, you know, a lot of people might not like us. A lot of people might not support us, but that doesn't matter. I think the biggest thing that matters to us is the locker room, and I think our culture is the locker room.
One of the things I've heard through the years here, what you guys will say before games and maybe before practices, we all we got, we all we need. That's real, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. That's how it always is.
For you, this second year now with Coach Tressel, the defense, how is it different? Do you feel like you've settled in? Like this defense has been playing some pretty good ball here of late. How much different is it schematically from what it was like before for you?
I think football is a universal game, right? Outside of like the 1980s, outside of Army and a couple other guys, you know, football is very universal. Everybody runs the same thing, right? Coach Leonard's defense isn't that much different than Coach Tressel's defense, right? It's just maybe teach it a little, certain ways, but, you know, it's all the same. But it's the understanding of why people are calling certain things or the understanding of what type of situations we're in. And, I think our defense is doing a great job of situational football. And, you know, we're finally playing together. And, you know, that's what it is on Saturday. That's what it was on versus Purdue. That's what it was versus Rutgers. And I think those are two good teams where we were able to show what we could truly do if we got on the same page.
And that is Badgers senior linebacker Jake Cheney, and that is our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers in the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. Our pregame coverage continues. The Badgers and the Iowa Hawkeyes. And when we continue, we'll check in with Patrick Herb with tonight's Badger Notebook. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round, and you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I am so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Pre-game coverage continues in Iowa City. Before we have our notebook with Patrick Herb, let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Keeping tabs on a game in front of us right now. UCLA and Nebraska is going down to the final minute. The Huskers trying to rally. They are driving, but trailing the Bruins 27-20 with 36 seconds left in that game. We'll try to keep you updated as they near the finish line in Lincoln. The Badgers will be down in Lincoln later this month. Time now for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, last week we talked about Wisconsin's need to avoid third and longs. You want to do that in general, but especially against the better defenses. That was not the case last week, so against a good defense again, let's try that again. Let's stay away from those third and longs.
Yeah, that was a narrative we kept talking about on the broadcast, that Wisconsin put themselves in bad positions over and over again offensively, to the point of having their average yards to gain on third down was 8.1. That was the average. So Wisconsin's 7 for 18 in the game.